Thank you, Chairperson. And Kenya thanks the Secretariat for the presentation on the program budget for 2023 during the informal consultative meeting this August, and as well as during the 85th meeting of the Standing Committee in September. Our remarks today reflect our position at the 85th meeting of the Standing Committee this September. Chairperson, we take note of paragraph 11 of the program budget for 2023. Kenya notes with concern that from 2021 to 2023, the total number of persons of concern is projected to increase by 24%. This rise in the numbers of forcibly displaced persons will certainly contribute to additional needs, hence the need for enhanced resource mobilization. Kenya also notes with concern the rise in the gap between needs and available resources, as has been stated earlier. Regrettably, this is happening amidst protracted situations, fiscal pressures from the COVID-19 pandemic, and new crisis situations. The current climate emergency is a case in point. These resourcing gaps continue to affect the majority of the host countries adversely. With reference to Table 1.5 for the East and Horn of Africa and the Great Lakes region in 2021, the gap between the final budget and the funds available for the global reintegration project stood at a concerning 72%. It is important to bridge these resource gaps, particularly on the global reintegration project's pillar, which is vital for the creation of conducive conditions in the countries of origin. While we witness new situations triggering displacement, it is imperative to ensure that protracted situations remain on the international agenda. They should also receive commensurate political, diplomatic, and financial support. In line with the Global Compact on Refugees, which is premised on equitable responsibility sharing within the international community. Kenya welcomes the increase in the budget for the Eastern Horn of Africa and the Great Lakes region in the projected 2023 budget. We welcome the increase in the total budgetary allocation for the Kenya Country Office for 2023. We, however, call for continued flexibility owing to the developing needs in the region, particularly the present unraveling climate emergency and the ongoing conflicts. Considering the growing intensity and frequency of climate change-triggered displacement, Kenya welcomes UNHCR's priority for 2023 to develop regional context and operation-specific plans of action. We also laud UNHCR's plan to advance solutions in order to protect people displaced by climate change and disasters. In this regard, Kenya calls upon UNHCR to ensure synergy with already existing regional initiatives to avoid duplicity and enhance complementarity. We also urge UNHCR to amplify the call for innovative financing for most countries affected by climate change in order to build their adaptability and resilience to climate shocks. As I conclude, Kenya emphasizes that the availability of an earmarked and sufficient financial resources remains paramount in providing the much-needed protection to persons of concern to UNHCR. This is especially so for rapidly changing operational contexts where agility and timely action are life-saving. And I thank you for your attention, Chairperson.